This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I say, just look at it from a principled perspective. Put emotions to the side for a second. The reason why you said homosexuality is okay is because of the harm principle. You said, so long as these people are not harming anybody else, they can do whatever they like. I'm saying the same exact logic can be applied to a brother and a sister. So long as they're not harming anybody else, what's the problem? We're using your same principle. Because one of them said it's not natural. So what did you say? Can you repeat that again, please? It's not natural. You're making an argument for what's natural and what's not natural. You see, they don't really have an argument against this. The only difference between homosexuality and incest is homosexuality had a movement in the 1960s where gay people, quote unquote, would walk in the street hand in hand and demand their rights. And brothers and sisters have never had that yet in the West. That's the only difference, my friend. So I want to know, this is Beacon's Weather place. What's this place called? BNU. You might have a LGBT community here. I don't know if you have one. The society even. We are the LGBT society. I will say it's very unfair that BNU, being a liberal institution, has a LGBTQ society and they don't have an incest society. How dare BNU not discriminate against the incest? Why is it LGBTQ and it's not LGBTQI? There's a brother and a sister out there that just love each other. But you don't care about their feelings. You only discriminate against them because they came out of the same womb. And maybe some of them want to go back into the womb, sorry to say, in a different way. How dare you discriminate against these people that just want to have fun and love their brother in a non-platonic way, or their father or their mother? Oh, it's disgusting. How can you talk about this? What do you mean? You don't like this? This is where society is heading. When the white man will decide incest is okay, the Pakistani liberal will say, oh, he said it okay. But when it's okay now, we must have incest society. You shut your mouth, you slave. You shut your mouth. You don't know, you see, you don't know why the white man said this. And you followed him. You took his advice, and look at you now. I spoke to one liberal, Lars Gull, in Norway. And I said to him, what about animals? Sorry to say, bestiality. And he said, yes, animals is fine. Like a dog, for example. A donkey. Huh? You have many donkeys here. So what are you going to have? When I come to BNU, 10 years from now, I'm going to see a stable of donkeys and the humans standing next to them. Say, this is part of the bestiality society? Because these people said it's okay? Come on. Come on. This is servitude. This is docility. This is subordination. This is slavery. This is intellectual molestation.
You're being said
intellectually molested. It's true. It's true. Stop it. Stop being intellectually molested. Stop it. Shake it off you now. Let this speech be some kind of an awakening for you. The white man doesn't respect it. The white man doesn't care. He's got his own life. He does not care. He's not impressed. I guarantee you he's not impressed. If you died, you wouldn't care. The people who care about you are your family members. Honestly, your people, your community, they care about you. The Muslims. This is how it is. The Palestine issue has shown us that. The masks have all dropped. You think they don't care? They don't care. So there's no benefit in copying them. There's no benefit. With that, we will conclude, inshallah.